This Up Loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
We're going to have to finally have an intervention. Now is not the time for that. Like, I understand the necessity of what you're doing, but Katie's arts Katie's arts and crafts over there has gotten completely out of control.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about we're doing a radio show, and I can barely see you over the stack of papers and crafting supplies.
I'm sorry, I'm a woman.
And
I can multitask.
Why do y'all say that?
Because it's true.
I'm not saying that I can multitask. So I'll be
you
first
can't.
One. No one will ever say that. But I don't think anyone can multitask. I think that's made up. It's a difficult thing to multitask.
I didn't say it was easy.
You're trying.
I said it was possible.
You're trying to cut
A straight line
while talking on the radio. And you find that to be attainable? Like that goal to be...
Am I not doing it?
Sure.
You look me in the eye and you tell me which ball's dropping.
I'm not going to do that with you wielding scissors at me. Like, are you...
These came from my house.
You're shaking your fist like an angry old man with scissors in your hand at me.
Extra sharp.
At me across the desk.
Look, man, we got to get to 10,000 letters.
That is why we can really have this discussion later. I thought we might just plant the seeds, but we need 10,000 cards. And
yes.
To get to 10,000 cards,
a lot of cards.
You got to get some cards ready.
Because we want to make it easy for y'all, especially on these things that just pop up where maybe we weren't planning a card stop.
Right.
But we are going to be out at Colton Homes tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
So that big unveiling with the 14 builders in Colton right by Todd Mission.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
And we're going to just bring out our stuff. So that's what I'm cutting the cards for. So that way, if you're coming out and you want to look at property, you want to look at some of these builders and think to the future, you can stop by our booth and you can fill out a card. You don't have to bring anything. We'll have all of it for you. We'll have the coloring page for the kids. Just a good idea to maybe drop the kids by there anyway so you can actually look at things
while
they color. And then at the end of it, we'll hopefully have that 10,000 or more, and then we will utilize our partnerships with Boots for Troops and Operation Chewbox, and we will get these to our forward deployed troops.
And that's all. We're just trying to find every way we can to make this easier on you guys.
Because we know it's the summer.
Yeah, and your time is precious. Your time
it's been a weird year.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so whatever makes it easier for you to say thank you, we are going to do, even if that means Katie sitting during a radio show take your time.
It's not like what we do is all that strenuous mentally or otherwise.
That is a very good point. It's Friday. Hell yes. Good morning. We're Frito and Katie.
You know how people say nothing good happens after 2 a.m.?
Lots of people say that.
Maybe nothing good happens before 7 a.m. either.
I don't think I should answer that my feelings.
This show, obviously. I mean, you're listening, aren't you? But we've uncovered shocking new data about mornings.
Shocking new data.
And why 2 out of 5 of y'all probably shouldn't be driving.
Wonderful.
Hang out. Details next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
It's finally Friday, TGIF.
Mm.
And if you need a little lift this morning, just know you're not alone.
Oh, that's
definitely not.
That is
the only person.
Certain.
There's a new survey out that says 38%, so almost 40% of Americans admit they are bad at mornings.
That
not that they don't like them, they are bad at mornings.
Actively bad. This is a bad time of the day for you. I know that feeling.
Just not your best.
I've been bad at
very unfortunate
I've been bad at mornings since 1999, y'all. Like, there's never been a time in my life, my career. I am horrible at mornings, and yet somehow this is what
she would have told me before.
Yeah, information that would have been useful. Yesterday.
It's actually for a variety of reasons, so we will come back to this, but want to talk about Dolly Parton.
Oh.
She's one of those people that has the same food every single day. Now, not the
really?
Same meal exactly, but there's one thing that she has to have.
Okay.
Would you like to guess. Would you like to hazard a guess as to what it might be?
I'm going to guess apple pie. She seems like a person.
Seems like the type? No, but it's similar.
Really? Is it?
Potatoes. She eats potatoes.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
She doesn't eat anything glamorous.
Yes.
She said she just looks for good, hearty food.
You know what? Ultimate side. Keep that in mind. Dolly is aged well.
She has.
And again, like she is still very active. She's still very spry. She's out here eating country style, y'all. She is not. I feel like she's eating your grandma's diet and thriving. Just something to keep in mind. You know, maybe you can still get away with that mess.
She said, I have to have something with potatoes. I mean, I'm just one of those people. I have to either have a baked potato, some mashed potatoes, some french fries, just something to do with potatoes. Man, who knew we were all on the same diet?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
In Tom Cruise news, do you know that he set a Guinness World Record while filming Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning?
No, for what?
It was for most burning parachute jumps by an individual.
Most burning parachute jumps?
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I have not. Is the record for most burning parachute jumps 2 by chance?
16.
16?
He jumped out of a helicopter 16 times while strapped to a parachute pre-soaked in fuel and lit it on fire. And as we all know, Tom Cruise does his own stunts.
At some point, you're doing this for you. We already know.
Yeah, that's at know. Some point. That's how it started.
Yeah, you're doing it for you,
it's
my man.
It's always been for him.
Like, it has nothing to do with...
My parents saw it. They said it was basically, just like a series of ridiculous stunts all in a row.
I kind of want to see
with some plot.
This gets better the older he gets. Like, he's getting up there, and he's still doing this nonstop bonkers nonsense in movies. It is more entertaining today than it has ever been. That just sold me. I'm going this weekend.
Guinness says no other actor or stuntman has come close.
No one would.
That amount of drops.
Why would you?
Say, Tom doesn't just play action heroes. He is an action hero.
Yeah.
A large part of his success can be chalked up to his absolute focus on authenticity and pushing the boundaries of what a leading man can do.
Throwing himself out of a plane with a burning parachute strapped to his back. You're insane.
And what happens if it, gets twisted?
The twisted is just one way that can go wrong.
He's going to be spinning and burning falling.
Which is probably the angle he's going for. It's like, that's the stud I'm looking at next.
But then he looks at Jin and says, I don't take risks.
Yes, you do.
I guess if that's your job, then. What is the risk?
Wow.
What's risky to Tom Cruise?
Wow.
Tom Cruise, probably not bad at mornings.
No, I
Tom
feel
Cruise
like
probably
he
great
wakes up it ready
Full
to go,
beams.
Probably 3 a.m., has a really stiff workout, and just rolls.
Runs into a wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Blows something up.
The rest of us, however, not that way.
Struggle bus. Mm. So when they were looking at why people say they're bad at mornings, sleep plays a large part.
Right.
The average person gets out of bed later than they planned 8 times per month, which is a lot. But for 10% of people, it's more like 20 to 25 times.
Yep.
Which is, once you get to 25, that's like basically the month.
Oh, but yeah.
The shorter list is the amount of times you actually wake up.
That is
when
bad
you plan.
That is bad at mornings.
Sleeping in too late makes your morning harder. It makes everything stressful.
Yeah.
What else do you have to do? Are you just getting yourself ready?
There's
or do
nothing,
kids that factor into this equation?
Nothing like waking up in a panic.
Are you making meals for other people?
Yeah.
41% say that late start means they got to skip breakfast or showering.
Mm-hmm.
Or not brushing their teeth.
Oh.
Or any number of things. And then just that stress just builds.
Oh, wow.
Right? You've got all this compound and stress
skipping,
as the day goes
skipping
on.
Brushing your teeth, y'all, is that okay? It's not, nothing is that serious.
I know why you're having a bad morning.
That'll do
if
it.
If you work anywhere but your house. It won't get better until you start to brush and probably floss.
That is heinous.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebie, as in a free answer for the Money Minute, which is your chance to win $100 on the show every single day.
Yes, that's right.
Just got to get 10 questions right in 60 seconds and you get that Benjamin.
That is the hill you will need to climb.
Which make it a bit easier before 6:30 by giving you an answer to today's quiz.
How generous.
So if we call you, you only have to get 9. Yay! And today, I guess I'm still thinking about that story that 40% of Americans are bad at mornings.
Oh, yeah, no, we've got a real theme building.
Yep, so your answer is Sleeping Beauty.
Very nice.
Sleeping Beauty.
If you want us to call you, you're going to need to sign up, thebullhouston.com/contest.
Play Money Minute every day before 8:30.
If you smell what Sean is cooking.
Very aggressive intro. Sorry about that. Look,
I just had it too low. I was like,
oh, damn. I thought it was too loud. I was, thank God you had it too low. I'm kidding.
Here's my thing.
We had to wake up Sean.
I'm older than both of you.
Yes.
I'm just happy when something comes in loud in my ears. You know what I mean?
Like
when
you can still hear it.
Yeah. I'm like, thank this is that. Good. Life is good. I can see. I can hear.
Don't ever say Sean doesn't work hard. Because Sean was up. When did you go to bed last night?
11:30. Yeah, it's Mother Nature, she can be a real bee sometimes, man.
So, how were the Stros last night?
They were good. At least they won. That's the big thing. That's the big thing. For those who don't know what we're talking about here, the Astros finished up their series in Pittsburgh last night. The game was supposed to start at 5:40 Houston time, which for a morning radio host whose main task the morning after is to talk about the game is sheer delight. Like the first two games, the first two games of this Pittsburgh series are over at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like I've got time to actually do some things before I go to bed.
That's best case scenario, my man.
Last night there's this rain delay and it keeps going and going and going. And by about 8 o'clock, I look at Amy, my wife, and she likes watching the games too, thankfully. So we stay up. We, you know, this is something we do together.
Yeah.
And I just look at her. I said, I just hope they cancel this thing.
Yeah. Because they just tap out.
Dude.
Right?
The problem is they don't play Pittsburgh again the rest of the year.
So they're going to want to get this in.
They got to get this thing in. And so you get the tweet, you get the push notification from, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
Whoever you're following that's at this game. And they say, oh. The umpires have come out. They said the game's going to start at 9 o'clock Central time. And I'm like, they might as well be playing in Alaska.
No one wants that.
The good news is they won.
Yeah, W's a W.
Yeah, W's a W.
They had lost.
That was that late. Yes, that's the worst as a sports talk show morning
done that
host.
So many times where it's like, no, I wanna know. I just wanna know.
Yeah.
And then you know when they lose, and it's like
you stay up, and the worst is when you stay up and they're winning the whole time and then they lose in the ninth inning and you're like, I stayed up. You're like,
go to bed.
I shaved my legs for this. You know?
No, it's when you go to bed right before the tide turns.
Yeah.
So you're thinking it's going one way and then
that's happened. Psych. Where you wake up, and I usually get up, you know, like I'm a little older.
Yeah.
I get up at least one time in the middle of the night
to go
to the bathroom, and I can't help but grab my phone to see what's...
Look at the notifications.
I can't help but look and see what's happened between midnight and 3 a.m. Like, you know, so...
What did I miss?
Yeah, and then when you see that it's a catastrophic Astros loss, it's just... you don't go back to sleep. That's the problem. So anyways, I say all this to say... They won 8-2 last night.
Mm.
Isak Paredes had 2 home runs. We don't see a lot of home runs with this version of the Astros.
Yes.
Sorry, Richard. I know you're listening now.
Yeah.
But they scored 8 runs last night. Framber Valdez was amazing, and they won the series. And now it's on to Cleveland, which is every young man's dream is to head to Cleveland for the weekend.
That's where dreams come true.
That's right.
That's where it all goes right.
That's it. Let's hope so.
Sean, thank you so much, man.
My pleasure.
Obviously, check it out, 610 Sports Radio. That was not the only Pittsburgh news we got.
No, this is, we may as well be Pittsburgh Morning Radio here.
We'll get into the other big story coming up later on this. How do you celebrate Friday with a big old hot bowl of beans?
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
I wish Dolly Parton had said... Yes, eat beans every day.
I thought that's where you were headed with that story this morning.
Beautiful way to end this week.
Exactly.
The game dedicated to beans. For no other reason than it rhymed with Aldean.
That's really how simple it is, y'all. And beans for Aldean's
really
was born. Yeah. So... 713-881-5500 is our phone number if you want to go see Jason live.
Do I even have 3?
Please. Wait, do you have a holdover?
I do.
So we'll reuse the one that was.
What did Nick do? I don't know what Nick did yesterday.
I have no clue.
Like, alas!
Like, we'll figure this out.
I'll get it sorted. Eventually, I'll have 3. You just have to get 2. Now, each little phrase relating to beans will have some some blanks.
Yes.
You fill in the blanks. Mm. I will give you a clue that will make that even easier. And then 2 out of 3 means you get to go see Jason when he hits the Woodlands August 15th with Nate Smith and friends.
So start dialing. We'll get you on the phone next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So you want to see Jason Aldean? Gonna have to deal with the bean.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Maybe works. Several beans.
That kind of works. Yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
of beans.
Yeah, all the beans.
Sorry to have opened this can of beans.
Beans for all deans, ladies and gentlemen. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Dawn,
a terrible game, but a delightful prize.
Yes, yes.
Remember that as we go through. So we are going to give you some bean-related phrases with some blanks. Your job is to fill those in with the correct words based on the clue we provide. Mm-hmm. And if you can get 2 out of 3, you get to go see Jason in the Woodlands. Are you ready?
Ooh, let's go.
So we're going to start with the holdover from yesterday. Blank, blank, beans. So 2 blanks, seed pods inhabited by a moth larva that make them react a certain way. Blank, blank, beans. It's something you've heard 1,000,001 times and maybe didn't even know it was a real thing. Seed pods inhabited by a moth larva. It's a country and an action, Don. Does that make it easy?
A country and an action?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to freak a lot of people out when it is revealed. I'll just tell you that right now, because this is the most bizarre thing I've heard. I mean, not outside of the bean genre. This is just friggin' weird. It's really weird. So no guess on that one, Dawn?
You still have 2 more.
Yeah.
A country and an action. Something exploding. I don't know.
It's okay, Dawn. It's okay. You can still win this thing. You can still win. How about blank bean? Blank bean. The bumbling buffoon played by comedic legend Rowan Atkinson. So that's a character. Blank bean.
Mr.
Bean.
Absolutely.
Like the guy in the infomercial that doesn't know how to do anything. That's Mr. Bean.
Did you know this is the theme song to Mr. Bean?
I did, yes. Not the cartoon. But
This is the, like, I was looking forward to add. And I was like,
they're just singing like he's a bean or something.
Yeah, that's the lyrics are like, hey, those behold the man who is a bean.
As he falls from the sky. Very weird.
All right.
Very weird.
Very British.
But the British are. And for the win, Don, how about blank beans? Blank beans. The most versatile bean. You actually might be sitting on it now.
What?
Milk, edamame, tofu, biodiesel fuel, and car seat foam all come from blank beans.
Okay.
Soy?
She's got it!
Yes!
Oh,
soybeans!
That beautiful bean footage.
Unbelievable.
And also, kidney beans are toxic. If you eat them raw?
Are they?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that weird?
Like, if you just happen to ingest a bunch of raw kidney beans and you're gonna face the consequences?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not great. Now, Don, you've won your tickets. You've bested the game. Thankfully, the last time we'll play it, hopefully forever. But I'll give you that first one.
Yeah, everyone wants to know that. They've been asking since yesterday.
Mexican jumping beans. Mexican jumping beans are actually a thing.
Yes.
And they jump around because of this moth, this larva.
The reason
that's why people
jump.
Didn't like it when they were being given out to, say, children and things, because it was so cruel.
Yeah.
Because, like, when they would start jumping, obviously things would get really hot, and if they're contained within these packages and things, like, it's just bad news.
Yeah, they're jumping because there is a worm in there that is turning into a moth, and it is trying to escape.
Isn't that gross?
Good morning, everyone!
Ew!
Dawn, let's send you to Jason Aldean. Hang on.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Pete, thanks for joining us today, man.
Thanks for this. You guys are helping me out and all. This is really, really big. Thank you.
That's awesome, man. Now, speaking of, from your email, it says that I guess it's been a recurring problem for you, like going on a few years now. Like, what problem are we talking about exactly?
I don't mean for that to sound so sad, but there's been a few times recently where I thought I found a winner, but I can't reel her in.
Okay, so is that the situation you find yourself in right now with Molly then?
Exactly, yeah. We met online, and we had a great first date from my perspective, and we were both a little nervous, but once we got over that, I feel like we really connected. Mm. And then later that same weekend, I ended up running into her with some friends, and we ended up hanging a little bit that night. And it was different because when I was with her just one-on-one, it was really cool. But when I was with her with her friends, it seems like we had crossed a point where I had already been crossed off the list.
Okay.
And she wasn't showing interest in me, and I didn't want to push it. But there was a real slow and decline in enthusiasm and communication. And I think that's the straw that broke the camel's back for me.
Well, what do you mean the straw that broke camel's back?
I mean, I hear you guys do these all the time. And there's been a few times where I thought, man, I should email these guys and see what's going on.
Right.
And usually I just chicken out or something, okay. Or something comes up. But this time was different. Something snapped, and I hit send before I could change my mind on the email, and here we are.
Okay, all right,
cool. So just to ask, though, Pete, like, I don't want to say you sound angry, but, I mean, like, you're not going to use this as an excuse to explode on this poor woman when we get her on the line.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's not the play.
Right?
Right, Pete?
No.
Okay. No. All right.
No.
Have your word.
No. I want another day with her. I do. I need a definitive answer. I also know that this is just me, and I'm trying to confront her or ask why she's being weird or whatever. She'll just block me, right?
Okay.
If I
That's
come out and
point.
Ask her directly
yeah.
to her face.
Right.
Gotcha. I think it's a little bit more important that I get a definitive answer as to what is going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. All right. Well, look, that's fair. So, like you said, this has been a recurring theme with you. And I'm wondering, is there any reason other people might find you hard to date? Like, any reason?
Just for argument's
sake.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I worry about that all the time. You're like, do I work out enough? Am I tall enough? Do I make enough money? I don't have a lot of free time.
Okay.
I work a lot.
All right. Yeah.
There aren't a lot of many days off, and the ones that are, I'm on a road a lot, so my schedule changes week to week. So that might be something that turns off new people. I'm working to change all this. But I'm sort of starting at the bottom here. I think I have all of the ingredients to have a relationship, and I just can't seem to make it work.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So that's it. It's just time. Then you don't like. Live in filth
yeah.
or have any tigers or tigers.
No.
Or, I don't know.
Okay.
No, nothing. Nothing. None of that stuff. Nothing. Normal apartment. Normal. No okay. crazy pets or anything like
All
that.
All right. Pete, I'm a little concerned about this one, but we're going to try to see what we can find out. We're going to line up Molly, get her on the phone, and see what happens. It's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Pete went out with Molly, and the date was great. Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was.
But then they found each other again later that weekend with friends,
yeah.
and then she just wasn't interested. Yeah, is that
phased,
what he said?
Phased out a little bit, and then that was
she embarrassed?
Dude,
for some reason?
Dude, I don't know. There's something about him saying the straw that broke the camel. Like, I don't.
He said this happens a lot.
Yeah,
but
I don't feel good about this.
He assured us it wasn't him.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
As one would.
We need Molly's side of the story.
Right.
I do think time is going to be... going to be an issue here, as it would with any new relationship.
That's fine.
I think we've got her lined up. Hey, is this Molly?
Yes.
Hi.
What's happening?
Molly, so we're calling on behalf of Pete. I think you guys went out on a date recently, and just kind of wondering how you felt about his whole approach.
Like, he didn't seem like he's in the best place to date right now.
Does this have to do with how much free time he has? Like, what are we dealing with here?
Yeah, I mean, like, in a way, it's just the guy's working two jobs right now. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Okay, but Molly, like, who isn't, right? Like, that's a lot of people these days. Mm. You know, most have
yeah.
some sort of side hustle, right?
Yeah, like, I get that, but he has two jobs. Like, that is not a great sign to me.
Full on jobs.
You know?
Well, how's that a problem?
Double the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Like, he needs two jobs to make ends meet. I mean, obviously, then, he sucks with money.
Wait, so he sucks with money because he's working two jobs?
And
like, now?
No, it's... No. It's just, like, because he needs two jobs. Like, he's working the two because he's got other issues, you know? Like, you get another job when you can't handle your finances. And it's just, like, it's weird. He's a single guy with no attachments, and it just tells me, like, okay, he must be fiscally irresponsible, you know?
Hey, Molly, if I could quickly interject, I promise you that's not true.
Has he been listening in?
Yeah, well.
No, look. I feel this is really important, and I need to clear this up. And I told them on the radio earlier that I'm starting at the bottom here as far as, like, getting my life together, as far as having time to date, making right decisions as far as getting a schedule and all that. But in the meantime, until I get everything, all my ducks in a row, I'm stuck working double duty, and the jobs are related. So, I mean, there's a kind of an overlap there. And I think the experience will help me move up the corporate ladder faster, eventually, okay, in financial terms. This isn't a forever thing. You know, I'm trying to pay both my bills and my dues. You know, I'm out here hustling, is what I'm trying to say.
Not bad.
Okay, yeah, but, like, your life is pretty crap right now. Like, there's no nice way to say it. You're working nonstop. And you wouldn't have to do that unless your bills were too high or your debt was so bad. Like, that just tells me you might not know how to budget. Like, you might be living outside of your means. I mean, I can go on if you want, but...
Yeah, but like I said, that's not my situation. But outside of even that, are you saying there aren't circumstances where a person could have two jobs just to survive? You wouldn't have to have that to survive. You don't believe that happens?
No, like, I don't. I think that there are people who feel like they are in that position, and it's just a result of their, like, crappy life decisions.
Really?
Like, probably eight of the same crappy decisions that their parents made. Like, newsflash, if your job doesn't pay you enough, get a new one. Don't work five just to live in some apartment and be miserable all the time. Like, bad life choices are a huge red flag to me. Like, sorry.
Dude, that is so messed up. It's not that easy, exactly, for a lot of people, yeah, out, exactly, there.
Well, look, Molly, all these, like, opinions aside, that's not Pete's situation.
Yeah, he's out there working. He's earning more money. He's trying to further his career. Like, wouldn't you agree that says a lot about the guy? Like, it speaks to his work ethic.
Yeah, his character, at least.
Something,
right? I don't know. I appreciate the spin, guys, but he just said it. He's working from the bottom to the way up. Like, but, so no. To me, honestly, like, working two full-time or, like, overlapping jobs or whatever, it just says he's not smart enough to fix the root of the problem. Like, spend less, okay? Live a little more frugally. Get your life back on track. Like, if we're in some type of relationship down the road, I'm not trying to watch my bank account every day because my man can't be trusted, you know, okay? Like, I'm not interested in another date. Not at all. And I hope he digs himself out of whatever hole he's in. Like, Pete, honestly, I hope you get it together. But if you're digging yourself out of a hole, I just don't want to provide the shovel.
Man, sorry, Pete. I mean, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
That's whack.
I mean, she's
like that. That is a take. He said it. He's hustling.
Does he have a point? I mean,
people have two jobs these days. Like, that's very common.
That's got to hit y'all some kind of way.
As someone that has routinely had two jobs, I am offended.
Well, let's see what you guys think.
So, two jobs. Bad thing.
Bad with money.
Fiscally irresponsible, she says.
Ginger, is this making any kind of sense to you?
I think she is the most naive young lady that I've heard in a long time.
Thank you for catching yourself. I appreciate
radio
that.
Edits.
Yes. No, that's
she evidently doesn't know what the real world is like.
No.
I guess.
I work 55 to 60 hours a week because I want money in the bank.
Yeah.
If I don't want to work for a week, I want to take a week off. You know, not all of us are born into it. Not all of us have had the opportunity to put a large sum of money away in our lifetime. I raised 8 children. That doesn't leave a lot of money.
No, it does not.
mine, his, and our grandchildren.
I'm just trying to figure out, how would you even get there? Like, does she think that, like, the theory is you just go and find, like, a magic job that grows on the, like, the job vine that just pays
you
for, like,
so much money
for nothing, for, like, for 8 hours. Just say, yeah, you come in.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I've been working for over 50 years, and I still don't make as much money as my daughter makes.
Yeah.
But, you know, yes. And I only work one job now, but that's because I found a job that I can work as many hours as I want to work.
Well, there you go. And so you can just go. And yeah.
So I go 10, 12 hours a day, every day. I actually love my job, which has not happened my whole life. I've worked because
had to
work.
I love to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what she'd say to that. You have one job, but you're doing 55 hours a week because you need to get the money. Would she be like, would she have a problem with that even?
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I have money in the bank. I have the car I want to drive. I, you know, things are the way I like them to be. And I'm happy.
Yeah, but you worked hard to get there.
Worked real hard.
Which is what he's doing
now. I worked real hard to get there. And he's doing, yes, and he's working his way up to get to that at a later stage in life. And I think he's awesome for doing that.
Absolutely.
Same here. Hey, thank you so much.
I'm glad it didn't work out. He doesn't need that kind of
No, he doesn't need
that. No, he did not need that. He missed a big bullet there.
Yes, he did. Exactly. Have a great day. Quinn, you're up next. You got any thoughts on this?
I think that's absolutely ridiculous. She sounds like someone who's never had to start from the bottom to get where she needed to get.
Because that's how it works. I mean, that's how it goes. Like, you have to get experience. You have to, like, make case for why you should get a better job.
I love that he had the two.
You have to have a foundation somewhere.
Yeah.
I come from, you know, not the greatest, you know, financial situation growing up. And, you know, you have to start somewhere. You know, that sounds like someone who's never had to work hard.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the situation.
Well, I can't understand the kind of life that she even envisioned for him, because they went out on a date, and I'm guessing, like, normal kind of date, right? So, like, after hours, whatever. And then they met up a few days later. Like, he was back out at the bar. So he still has a social life.
Yeah.
Like, clearly. Lady, like, what are you thinking? I'll be real. What jobs do?
I'll be real. Some people have a real twisted version of how much time off they need or deserve, it's weird.
Understood. Like, maybe if he, like, couldn't afford her date with her to go out with her, he couldn't afford to buy her drinks or buy her food.
Yeah, if that's something had happened. Story.
Yeah, that'd be different.
His credit cards all get declined.
It sounds like his money's right. Yeah. Like, anyway. Yeah, it's very confusing. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Frito, Katie, in the middle of Houston, I have a problem.
Two jobs apparently mean you are fiscally irresponsible.
Means you're bad
with money.
You should be, like, you only do it out of desperation.
Raise your hand if you have two jobs.
Or have had.
Most of us.
You have something on the side?
Maybe she's got a failed Etsy store. That's what this is about, isn't it? She's jealous.
What do you think?
I think that guy dodged a bullet, man. You know, I work one job, but I put enough hours to where it's like two jobs. I'm working 70, 80 hours a week.
Ooh.
And, you know, I've got the same goal and trying to climb that corporate ladder. And if he's trying to better himself, but this girl is saying that he needs to only work one job, and that's just going to limit him.
Yeah, it's going to take you out the knees. That, so. Yeah.
Yeah, he dodged a bullet, man.
Like, I get it. I'll be real. Like, I understand the idea. You see this guy working all the time. You're like, he's not going to have enough time for me. It was like, today maybe, but like, that's
how
you get.
He hung out with her several times.
I don't get why that would ever be a negative. One job, two jobs, whatever. Like, you have to bust your butt out there when you're getting started, and you know, you might have to bust your butt your entire life. It doesn't matter. It's just what you have
to
do.
Never stops.
And, like, I don't get the idea of just like, oh yeah, well, I'll just figure out some other way. And no, like, so that there's, of course, there's a lot of times no other way to do that.
What is she hoping, that y'all win the lottery or something?
I guess I keep coming back
usually
to what you said, family money.
Employment is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. And they expect you to be at work frequently for long periods of time. Hey, thanks, man.
Thanks, sir.
Alex, go ahead. What do you think?
Yes, sir. He dies the bullet. That girl needs to figure out what karma is.
I just want to know what she does.
Yeah, I want to know that job.
I want to know what pays her so handsomely.
Can we apply for it? Is that something that
she can belittle, like, the population of America?
I mean, Yeah, he's going to work these two jobs and move up in the company and better his career, and then she's going to be wanting to date him, and he's going to already have a good woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, yeah, she'll be back,
she's
trust me.
She's going to see him on the cover of Time.
Yeah, exactly. when he owns the city. Yeah, I trust me.
Right.
It will come back around.
Multi-millionaire, yeah. And then she'll be calling, yeah.
Have a great day, brother. We appreciate it.
That dude needs to keep pushing.
Absolutely.
Tiffany, I have a suspicion you do not agree with the idea
unless
that two
jobs. Unless you two are so revolted by two jobs.
Two jobs makes you a bum.
No, it doesn't. It means that you're trying to get better for yourself. Yeah. I mean, you know, I work one job, but that one job, you know, I work a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't have a life outside of work. And that's working one job.
I would ask, I would really honestly ask how many people believe they have what they consider to be a life outside of work.
Excuse my language, but she is a materialistic witch, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you don't do that.
I like the use of witch.
Yeah,
this is very nice.
That was the nice word.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just like, I was blown away. I was listening to her and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? It's because of women like you that good women can't find a decent man because you want to talk to people and treat people that way. It just absolutely blows me away.
That's what's wrong with the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt.
Exactly.
You don't talk down to people.
Yeah, why on earth? Thank you so much for weighing in today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, man. This is Zachary. How are you?
Good. Zachary, what do you think?
Look, man. Honestly, if Pete has to work two jobs, I mean, he's got to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. And I think that definitely speaks to his hard work ethic, 100%. He shouldn't get dogged on just because he has to work two jobs. Does it make his life a little hectic and a little troublesome for dating? Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, in this economy, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's not forever.
No. It's just it's just what you have to do. Like, especially if you're trying to improve yourself. But like, once you do, you get down to one job. And let's say this works out with a relationship. Eventually, maybe you have kids. Also a second job. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just, I mean, it's unrealistic. I don't know. I don't know where she gets this, but.
And that kind of hard work. I mean, relationships are also hard work. That's the kind of person that you want to be with. Someone who's going to put in the time and the effort to make sure that it's satisfactory for all parties involved.
I mean, my wife and I, we've been together for 3 years. We have a beautiful daughter. I've had to work two jobs while she was a stay-at-home mom before, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
And with y'all, I'm sure it's because daycare is so crazy expensive. It's like, well, it's cheaper for her to stay home, you know? I mean, it's,
yeah, man.
You like, do what you have to do.
I'm not spending $1,200 a week.
Exactly.
You do what you need to do to survive. That's the bottom line. Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, guys. Love you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Oh, we love you too.
Love
bye.
You. Just a note. Remember, Huntsville. You have got a pickup party for your 10,000 for the troops cards tomorrow at King Ranch Ag and Turf from 10 a.m. until noon. We will be at Colton Homes in Todd Mission from noon until 2 with your opportunity to make your cards right there.
Absolutely. Or drop them off.
Yeah.
Maybe you live in Todd Mission and you're thinking, how in the hell?
If the Todd Come Mission people us. Are bringing cards, that's going to be some high art.
That's
some real art. No, really. But yeah, make your plans. And please check out the schedule. We want to get you to every opportunity to turn these cards in to thank our troops. TheBullHouston.com. What's coming up in trending?
You do not want to miss this. You donut. You donut.
Okay.
Wanna miss
it's like mixed these messages,
deals.
But for I see where you're going.
You donut.
Yep. I got it.
It's National Donut Day. More next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie
on 100.3 The Bull.
Hold on. What's the day that the Salvation Army celebrates Donut Day? Is it today?
It's either today. Yesterday.
Why did I think it was like sometime in the fall?
I think there is another time
where they break it out, because don't they? It's the Donut Lassies thing. They served donuts to soldiers during.
It was like it's like the birth of the donut, basically.
And yes, it's very tied in with Salvation. Yeah, Salvation Army. And yeah, it feels like something can happen in the fall, but it might not be. I just know today it is in fact National Donut Day, and I know because I keep getting served ads for donuts.
Oh, from where?
Oh, from Shipley's. I think I need to open these up, but I just you get the little pulses, and I'm like, oh crap! Again, doesn't do a whole lot of good for me. I guess I could go after the show and get some donuts. You guys are the ones that can cash in on this nonsense.
Yes, you can, except not with Krispy Kreme.
What about Krispy?
We don't have them here.
Oh, Lord, we don't, do
Why?
We?
Why is Krispy Kreme cursed?
In this part of the state, I do feel there is a Krispy Kreme curse. I think it's
because
real.
Because when I was growing up, they came.
Yeah.
And then they left. Mm-hmm. And it was a tragedy.
Yeah.
And then they came back.
Right.
And then they left again.
They showed up in College Station when
they
we lived there.
They showed up in College Station
and,
towards the end.
And everyone got real excited.
Crazy long lines, that's what I remember.
And then someone burned it down. And I'm not... Allegedly. I think there is a case to be made that Krispy Kreme is legitimately cursed on the Third Coast. I don't know why, I don't know how, but this seems to be, and maybe it's the combination of Shipley being here, plus Duncan, plus all the local guys. It's just
probably they ran him out of town.
Right? Yeah, they just got bodied and sent packing.
Well, luckily, they're not the only ones with the deal today, so we'll give you a few more. But first, let's talk some country news.
Okay.
This story is horrifying to me.
Mm.
But it must be nice to someone because the man has no shortage of patience. Dr. William J. Vineyard is a plastic surgeon.
All right.
In Port St. Lucie, Florida. He will sing you to sleep before he does his
work. Why would he do that? Like, so he's gassing you and then he's just singing gently to you before
as your anesthesia is setting in.
You pass out. I don't like that.
Tones, sing whatever you prefer. He does take
requests. Oh, he takes
requests.
Does he now? Really?
He went viral in one of these videos for singing Cody Johnson. Wow. I just.
Oh wait, are you ready to hear the great one? Okay, listen. Here you go.
Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have.
To be snarky about that, he actually does have a lovely voice.
That's fine, but that's not what I want to hear.
My brain gets foggy.
Look, I'm freaked out. To me, that's like how a horror movie starts. I don't like that at all.
You're going to listen to me sing Garth Brooks, and then you can leave.
The last thing you ever hear
is this: the dance as sung by.
You're going to have to miss the dance. I mean, I just... I don't love that. And I'm sure he's very nice. But he said every patient gets to choose their own song. It's a small but meaningful tradition that eases nerves and makes the experience truly personal.
It's a beautiful thing.
I might just be a horrible person, but again, it's not what I want.
Wow.
I would somehow try to pick myself up off that table and get out before it's too late.
Seriously, if you guys want to share what song you would want to hear as you doze off to sleep in anesthesia, feel free to share it with us. 713-881-5500.
Okay, Amazon is trading humanoid robots.
Okay.
This is a sign of the end times.
Of course it is.
They will deliver packages, and they look suspiciously like the scary kinds of robots they use in Black Mirror. At first, I was laughing because I'm thinking, as soon as those things get to the hill country, they're going to fall down some steep stairs, and humankind survives to fight another day.
Yeah.
But no, in the video, they're walking upstairs.
Oh, well, yeah. Let's.
They've thought of everything.
We're getting real close to this being a problem, y'all. I'm telling
and
you.
And they don't need bathroom breaks.
Yeah, we're getting real close. It's almost there, y'all. We're right there.
It was 12 years ago Amazon first said that they were going to use drones.
Yeah, it takes a while. It takes a while, you know, for technology to catch up. But I can see it around the corner now.
I mean, they do have drones still in a few select communities.
It's very off-putting.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you see it happen.
So they just made it worse with these humanoid robot-y things.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Yeah. They'll be driven around in Rivians, and then they'll jump out and walk over and drop your packages off on your doorstep.
Of course they're driving Rivians. Of course. Why wouldn't they be?
They say the software will soon be ready for real world testing. It'll happen at an indoor humanoid park, which Amazon has constructed in one of their offices in San Francisco.
Katie, stuck. Enough.
This shit
enough.
Keeps
enough.
Worse
it's not. Yeah, it's not getting any better. Enough.
Like we just talked about people believing ChatGPT. God,
I'm going to forget you brought this
body.
Up. I'm forgetting you brought this up. We're moving on. I'm pretending like I didn't hear that story.
Okay, probably for the best.
Wow.
Especially when we're ending on donuts. Donuts
yes,
is a positive
go.
Thing.
Let's
okay?
go. It's Friday. It's donut day.
Dunkin' will give you a free donut if you buy a coffee or any beverage.
Love it.
It is the 15th donut day in a row that they have run that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Shipley's is doing a free glazed donut with any purchase, either in-store or online.
That's my jam.
To redeem the online offer, you use the code DONUTDAY25.
Okay.
They also are extending the celebration throughout the month of June with freebies every Friday, including a baker's dozen on free glazed donut on June 13th.
Oh, Lord.
A free glazed donut on June 20th, or another free glazed donut on June 27th.
And that is why we don't have Krispy Kremes.
Mm, that's why Shipley's is the best.
Don't need them, Kim.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Elaine, good morning. Welcome to the Money Minute.
Good morning.
All right, so 10 questions away from $100, which is really just extra. I mean, pride. Pride is what you are playing for today. Yeah, because there's only two other people that have beaten this challenge so far. So mm-hmm. it could make you the third.
I know.
Get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds. Boom. It's done. You can pass on any of the questions if you want to, and we will come around to your passes at the end if we have time, but you cannot change answers once you give them. Makes sense?
It makes sense.
Katie, ooh. Is the quiz prepared?
The quiz is prepared. Okay, here we go, Elaine. What do steam engines boil to create steam for power?
Water.
The fourth batter in the batting order, usually a power hitter in baseball, is known as the...
designated hitter.
The recreational exploration of caves is called what?
The exploration of caves? Pass.
What is the period called when we are seeing less and less of the moon? Is that waning or waxing?
Waxing.
A style of writing considered an art form using special brushes to paint beautiful letters and characters.
A calligraphy.
Flora, Fauna, and Meriwether are characters from what Disney film?
Sleeping Beauty.
Any number that is less than zero is what kind of number?
Any number less than zero is a pass.
Who sings Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue?
Toby Keith.
Not bad. Not bad. Count it at the end.
Let's go over that quiz,
yes,
Elaine.
Please.
Fourth batter in the batting order.
Clean up. DH is...
Yes. I'd probably have given that to you.
It could be the DH.
I'm the one who grades it.
It could be the DH.
So we'll give you a point for that.
But if you were wondering, mm-hmm. clean up.
Yeah.
The recreational exploration of caves.
Spelunking. Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
That
seemed to love it.
Would have accepted that too.
What is the period called when we're seeing less and less of the moon? Waning.
Yes.
Waxing is when you see more.
Yeah.
Calligraphy, Sleeping Beauty, you got those. Passed on a negative number, which is any number less than zero.
Right. Obviously, Toby Keith, rest in peace.
Yep.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and
blue. Which you nailed.
Blue. Elaine.
Very well done.
Sign up again. We could get there with this. It's just a matter of time. Go to
thebullhouston.com/contest,
and we will catch up with you next time, okay?
All right. Thank y'all.
Bye, Elaine. Bye.
Katie, I'm so sad after the donut day discussion. You know, we did miss National Ketchup Day yesterday.
No, I guess we'll have to catch up.
Yes. See, why not?
Yes.
It's whatever you want, man.
Don't get me wrong. I am glad that there is a National Ketchup Day, but... are there any recommended ways in which to celebrate that
really,
you have discovered?
Really, just put ketchup on things. That's
so just
really it.
Do what you've always done with the world's most superior condiment.
That's most superior compared to what?
Everything else?
Most superior. It's not the most superior. I could. Okay. For me. I don't have a problem with ketchup. Ketchup could come or go, stay, whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect my life. If you got rid of mustard, it would affect my life way more than it got rid of, if you got rid of ketchup.
Mustard? How?
Mustard is... imagine a Whataburger without any mustard. That's the easiest example I can throw your way. If you're not a Whataburger person, all right. Imagine potato salad without that little spark in it.
Like there are potato salads that don't have mustard in it. It can be mayo-based.
It's called bland.
And I don't know what you're talking about with Whataburger. I have been on the phone with you, sir, on the phone, where you ask if they will give you the Whataburger spicy ketchup. And it always jumps out to me because you always say if you don't mind or if you could or something that implies that they weren't going to ask you already.
I say if you don't mind because if they don't put it in there, it's not going to break my heart. If it shows up, maybe I'll try a dab of spicy ketchup with fries.
You think that if you act one way or the other, they might leave it out on purpose just to spite you?
I think.
And you don't want to give them the satisfaction?
I think if you're talking about the most superior condiment, you're talking about a condiment that if you don't have it, your meal is ruined. I can't say that about ketchup. If I don't have ketchup and I'm at a backyard barbecue, guess what? Mustard goes on the burger. It's probably better. Hot dogs, throw some mustard on it. Whatever. I don't need the ketchup. I don't need it. Therefore,
what a sad life.
Not the most superior.
What a sad life you lead.
That's why I say it's not.
Okay, what's the superior condiment?
Mustard.
In your estimation. No, it might not be either one because it's definitely nobody's picking mustard. Nobody picks mustard. 97% of American households have ketchup. 97%.
You made that
the
up.
Same cannot 90, be said for
97%
mustard.
97% of what?
And you're talking about yellow, boring mustard too. Not even fancy, fun kind.
You know what? We're going to test this out because I don't believe that at all. You can't answer ketchup. That's great. If anything, I would expect 97% of you guys to answer ketchup.
Yep.
I just don't think that's true. I think you're going to have mustard people. I think you're going to have ranch people. I think you're going to have mayonnaise people. I think you're going to have Cholula people. I think you're going to have Sriracha people. I think you have all kinds of stuff.
You can be multiple persons. You can like multiple things. But if you're talking about getting rid of one.
Get rid of one.
Which one would mess up your life? I think people would say ketchup.
All right. We'll see what you guys think. 713-881-5500. I really did not intend this to become a debate, but here we are.
Superior condiment. The superior condiment. Which one is it?
Let's see what you guys
think. I'm not saying that anymore.
Ralph, weigh in.
Oh, talking about that ketchup and mustard.
Mm. Yeah. Or anything
or
else.
Anything.
You know,
yeah.
Any other condiment you want to bring to the party.
We do not need to dial us down to those two. Is ketchup the best of the best?
Mine would be mustard.
Mustard.
Can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Like, see, again, it would affect your life more, right? It would be a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
How?
Mustard goes on everything, even with potatoes. French fries, I eat mustard.
You go mustard in it. That's
so
a little
you
extreme.
You put mustard on everything.
Mm.
Grilled cheese.
On everything.
Yeah, nice mustard. Mustard on
I've never used mustard on a grilled cheese. But,
yeah, if it's the right mustard.
Grilled cheese is ketchup's best friend.
If it's like a deli mustard.
Well, that's...
No, you can't put grilled cheese with ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Sir.
Yeah.
You've not lived. I mean, I don't know how to tell you. You've been living wrong, Fred.
That does not go good together.
No, it's like tomato soup. It's like tomato soup and grilled cheese.
No.
Yes.
It's a flat out no.
Correct.
It's a flat
correct.
Out no.
You're wrong.
Thank you so much for the call. Stuart, what do you think?
Rio, you have to have mustard.
Yes,
100%. No ketchup, no mayonnaise. It has to have mustard.
If it's critical,
what is it? What are you talking about?
Anything.
Just like you said, Katie, the potato salad, no. You can have all that mayonnaise. You have to have mustard on it.
See, mustard mint.
I didn't say it was the better potato salad.
Everything.
We got a lot of people that are agreeing that that if you don't have mustard, that is a far bigger impact to your way of life here in America.
That is.
Than ketchup.
We have to have it. Mm-hmm. I'm from Louisiana, and we have to have it.
What about in your eggs? You put mustard in your eggs?
Mustard on everything.
You put mustard on a steak? Do you?
Okay, now that's just being silly.
Sometimes.
Hey, he's committed. The man is committed.
Cook with it. I'll give you that.
That's
I'll
true. That. Yeah, nice mustard rub.
But you can
rub.
Also cook with ketchup. It's in a lot of marinades.
No. Yeah, barbecue sauce, ketchup paste, right?
There you go. I'm with you, Frio.
Mm. All right, brother. Mm. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
All right.
Becky, is ketchup the top of the mountain?
Yes. When I was little, my dad taught us to put mayonnaise on our french fries.
Mm.
I mean, it just wasn't a big deal. It was a mustard mayonnaise kind of thing.
So to you, if you had to lose, like if you lost ketchup, would it affect your life at all? Would it change the way you live?
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of us out there.
That's such a hard pill to swallow. It
ain't no 3%. That is a ketchup. That is big ketchup talking to you this morning.
No, you might have have a thing of ketchup that you don't use, right? That's somewhere in the pantry.
Yeah, like
or
a little
refrigerator. If you're a psycho,
I don't think I have a. I swear, I don't think I have a bottle of ketchup in my entire house. I don't know why I would. Why would I? Why would I?
No, that's more of a little thing when you're going up. Your parents have the ketchup for the littles.
Oh, the because little packets.
Yeah, it's like a
little... for the little ones. Because it's a sweeter
base. For the children. I get you.
For the woman.
The children. And their children's palate, which is unrefined. I think you might be onto something, my friend.
Mayonnaise on everything. I don't know that we can make that call. You know, I feel like we're in the same boat.
Oh, my goodness.
The littles like the sweetness of the ketchup. So that pacifies them by putting it on everything.
Yes, it does. It does. It pacifies a simple palate. I believe that. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. No, we're not done with this on The Bull.
I'm a real girl.
You're not a child.
I just prefer ketchup. I think, what's a meatloaf without ketchup?
Oh, boy.
Yes, ponder that while we go back to the phone.
All right, Zachary, go ahead.
I would have to pick ketchup. I'm sorry, man.
Thank you.
You're the first one.
I know you said it was mustard and whatever, but it has to be ketchup.
Well, why? No, you're agreeing with me. The correct
like
party.
I was apologizing. Yeah. Like, you're right here.
You're apologizing because you disagree with Frito. No. Just agree with me. It's cool. I never thought there'd be so many people that love mustard. I thought maybe someone would bring hot sauce into the equation.
Yeah. Right?
And then, hey, I'm with you there.
Yeah, if you said...
Even mayonnaise, I think, has a better leg to stand on than mustard.
True. Well, I agree with you. I think
because fry sauce is ketchup and mayonnaise.
Fry sauce is a combo, right? Secret sauce is a combo. But, so there's...
I can't handle mustard. It just gives me icky.
It gives you the ickies. It's just... It's too much. It's too much.
Too much.
I think we've been around the block on this. I won't beat a dead horse. Katie, I'm not an unreasonable man. I just want to... You made a very good point about meatloaf.
I knew that would do it.
You made a very good point about meatloaf. Would meatloaf be the same without a ketchup-based sauce?
What would you do with it?
What would be on there that would make it...
Imagine
meatloaf?
Eating that with your mustard.
Not
great.
Now, I will say this. On a day after, a nice little meatloaf sandwich, a little mustard. Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
If you smell,
this is gonna be
Sean
fun.
Is cooking.
I feel like Katie is actually shockingly up to speed on this story.
You and I were kind of workshopping things with her right before we turned on the mics, and I'm like, "Whoa,
do you know
she might take my job for this story?"
Quite so. Aaron Rodgers, man.
We all on Aaron time.
He
that's
has
what
a
we're
team.
Yeah,
he has a team.
Yeah, man. This is we. Been waiting for this for a while.
It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I don't, you know, the Aaron Rodgers with the whole living in Malibu, the beach vibe, the ayahuasca retreats, the dark retreats.
Yeah.
Going to Egypt and missing minicamp last
America's
year.
America's least favorite hippie, Aaron Rodgers.
That, when I think of Pittsburgh, that's what I think of, you know?
All those, you knew it. Here's how you know this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's Terry Bradshaw was so
he hates him.
He was mad that they were even talking about bringing him to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He just went off on a tirade live on the radio about it. This is the worst decision
so
ever.
We should get people up to speed what we're talking about here. Aaron Rodgers, who future Hall of Famer, four-time MVP.
Yes.
Undeniably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
No one
Super
will
Bowl
otherwise.
Champion. But as we've pointed out here in the first 40 seconds.
Crazy person.
Yes. He's devolved into that over time.
He wasn't always I shouldn't say that. I guess I didn't know him personally. He wasn't always a crazy person.
He didn't always come across as a crazy person.
No.
Yeah.
He hit it better.
He signed a contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday, and we've been waiting for this. He has been one of the biggest dominoes we've been waiting to see drop here in the offseason. It's been a lot of these offseasons in the NFL lately, a lot of quarterback shuffling going on. There's always four or five teams looking for a starting quarterback. And oftentimes there's at least two or three of those teams of the four or five that, other than quarterback, they're a really good team.
Yeah.
You know, and they're a playoff contender. And I think the Steelers have been that type of team for a long time. The Steelers have not had a losing season since Mike Tomlin became the coach there, and I think 2007, 2008. Wow. They've been at least a 500 or better team every single year. So they've never been in position
right.
to draft a highly drafted quarterback. They haven't picked in the top five in the draft since the early 70s.
What's the problem? Jeez. Yeah, so you got it. But yeah. I know what'll fix that. Not in the way they think, though.
No, well...
it's adding Aaron Rodgers to the team.
It could be. Yeah, that's a really hard division that they're in. You know, they're in a division with the Bengals and the Ravens, who are both thought to be pretty good teams.
Yeah.
They're in the division with the Browns, so that'll keep them out of last place, at least.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're just taking pot shots at Cleveland this morning. We're talking a lot of Cleveland and Pittsburgh this morning,
you know,
man.
Katie has a theory that this is all caused.
It's Shailene Woodley's fault.
Okay, explain.
Well, Shailene Woodley is an actress. Yes. She was in Divergent and other things. Fault in Our Stars, I think.
She's
very much a hippie. Like, she eats clay.
Yeah.
She believes in sunbathing of her parts.
All parts sunbathing.
Parts.
Makes her own soap and deodorant because, you know. Oh, wow. But yeah, she's and so they got together after he was dating noted
Olivia
smoke
Munn.
Show.
Well,
right?
And I think Danica Patrick was in between
Danica
there
might have
too.
Been in there.
Yes.
He was dating
Danica the race car driver.
The wheelhouse for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And then he dates Shailene Woodley, and then it all
goes off the rails.
Yeah, and Shailene Woodley, the big thing with her was, at least
were they engaged?
I think they were. The big thing in the sports ecosystem that I live in was she was a card carrying noted non sports fan.
Yeah, right.
Didn't
any
know
part of it.
Jack squat yeah. about football.
Right. No,
and
neither did Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
No, that's right? And she, but right? she, but she loves
right?
it
there. Right?
She yeah. loves it now. I think it's interesting you bring her up. Now you look at the version of Aaron Rodgers that we've gotten over the last couple of years. That feels like somebody who would be dating exactly who you're describing.
He should have dated.
Go back and study this. I think the theory holds water that whenever that was the moment of consequence. That was the villain origin story, is dating Shailene Woodley.
The origin story.
As weird as it is.
Well, this is going to be, and you know, for people wondering, like, okay, you guys are talking about Aaron Rodgers. You know, what's in this for us here in Houston?
Right.
I'm driving around in my car. What's in it for you? Is this is
Humor.
A potential train wreck of epic proportions?
Yes.
This could be because Pittsburgh. That franchise.
They are some angry fans.
They are blue collar.
Yeah.
They don't get into a lot of 1 year relationships.
No,
Mike Tomlin is only the third head coach they've had since the early 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck Knoll, Bill Cowher, and now Mike Tomlin's been the coach for damn near 20 years.
What's going to happen yeah. is game one, similar to the Jets when he debuted there,
yeah.
you're going to get one play, and then something is going to go wrong, and he is going to take all of y'all's money to be on Pat McAfee complaining for the next.
That's
you know.
If he shows up at all.
Is there a drum
circle scheduled that day?
Is there a charter to Egypt that we're not aware of? Well, you want something juicy as we close this thing out?
Yeah.
Week one, Pittsburgh versus the Jets. That is the matchup in week one. It's almost schedule makers like Triple H,
I
man.
Love it when the plan
putting a, he's
comes
a matchmaker.
Together.
Yeah.
It's best for business, everyone.
Yeah. It's what's best for business. That's right, Frito.
That's
what's
the
Jets.
I call Shailene Woodley.
Shailene
put her on the field.
Jets here.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Hell, discount double take.
Yes.
Sean Pendergast from Payne and Pendergast.
Have a good weekend.
Same you, brother.
Have a good weekend.
Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Busy weekend.
Oh, no joke.
Busy weekend. I know we are all going to try to get our Ty Myers fix tonight out at Crosby Fair and Rodeo. That's going to be a blast. But after that, Saturday, it's back to action with $10,000 for the troops presented by Mack High Chevy King.
And potentially we could keep you busy the entire day.
Yes, we could.
So you could start out in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, you heard right, in Huntsville.
King Ranch Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealer.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be out there from 10 to noon.
Right.
With all sorts of card-making things. So we've got the coloring pages for the kids. We've got blank cards. We've got cards that just need your signature, right?
Yeah.
You can write just a small note.
It's whatever you want to do, whatever level you want to take it to.
Right, and I know what you're thinking. Well, Huntsville might be convenient for some of you guys. For some of you guys, it might be a drive. Stop off at Mr. Hamburger and get lunch, y'all. Double it up. Thank our troops. And then enjoy a delicious, tasty burger that I'm in no way compensated for plugging right now. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Are you going to be at Mr. Hamburger?
No, I'm not going to be at Mr. Hamburger. I'm just saying, like, if I was going to be in Huntsville.
Okay, scrap that. After Huntsville, go to Todd Mission.
Dang it. Okay,
you're
right.
Go to Todd Mission because that's...
Yes.
We'll be at the Colton Community's unveiling, like, with the 14 builders and everything.
I see where you were going, and I just blew that up.
They're giving away a lot of money.
I've heard they've got some... wild
like it's
stuff.
gonna be fun, and there are bands all day, and
yeah,
we're gonna have card stuff out there as well, so you can make a card, you can drop off a card. It is whatever you want to do.
This is gonna be a pretty nice little trip if you head out to Todd. I mean, I'm excited about what they're doing out there. If you're looking for
it.
It's gonna be cool. So show up, bring the kids. We will give them their opportunity to fill out the coloring sheets, make cards, whatever. So if you have cards, drop them off. If you don't have cards, come see us and make them. But I know this is a lot of dates and times. We have everything listed for you online at thebullhouston.com. Thebullhouston.com. Hopefully see you tomorrow and then back on the radio Monday.
Howdy, y'all. This is Mark Weistrack from the band Midland. And I'm excited and honored to team up with 10,000 for the Troops. As the son of a former U.S. Marine, my dad is retired Lieutenant Colonel Michael G. Weistrack, aviator in the U.S. Marine Corps. I was raised on and off the base with the utmost respect for the men and the women that serve our country so bravely. And the littlest things that we can do can make the biggest differences. So I will be writing a letter to one of our servicemen and women to say thank you for your service, thank you for your sacrifice, and thank you for keeping us safe. And a reminder that we live in the greatest country in the world. Get to writing, guys.